7 days ago, I got a gear fit for the Samsung. It's one of these smart watches that links to your smartphone and keeps you informed on your wrist. So my experience is, after 7 days of having it on my arm, I've got mixed impressions of using it. Overall, I think I like it, but let's see how I get on as I explore it. I find it comfortable to wear, and I would like to change the wristband from the standard black that it came in to a nice red, but no hurries there. I can live with the black for the moment. I fear that it'll fall off my wrist because the catch on it does not seem the strongest, but it hasn't fallen off inadvertently yet, and it has even survived the shower, so its dust and waterproof protection that it guarantees has been tested limitedly. It's really handy on the fitness side of things, obviously, because these fitness bracelets are all the rage now, and it does your footsteps, and of course it tells the time like a watch. Yes, it does that, and it's quite reactive. If you move your arm in a particular way to turn it and look at your wrist, it does come alive, and without pressing any buttons you can see the time. Normally, sometimes you have to press the button to get the lights on to see what's going on. So as I said, it does pedometer in the background, and it'll measure your target, and if you get halfway to your target it alerts you, and then when you get your target it tells you that you've made it. It does exercise in the form of running, walking and cycling and hiking, so that's a kind of a timed effort. It does the heart rate monitoring, which is quite accurate. Strangely, for somebody as unfit as me, I have a very low resting heartbeat. It just consistently is low, and it's been low on other monitors too, so it's not just this one that's reading me low. So I've got low blood pressure at the resting state of about 47 to 57, which is just a little bit below the 60 to 80 that is average for the population. So it does, as I say, the exercise, the heart rate, the pedometer. It's a stopwatch, which I haven't used much yet, and it's a countdown timer. It also counts your sleep. Now you have to activate this at sleep time yourself, and then it measures how long you sleep, which might seem like a really dumb sort of part of the app, but actually it does monitor how active or inactive you've been during sleep, so it gives you a percentage of inactivity during sleep, so you know if you've had a restful or restless night. And what else does it do? Well, then it kind of comes into its own when it's outside of the fitness bracelet, and it gets into other things on the other side of the screen. It can be a media controller, so you can change the tracks of whatever music or podcasts are playing over on your smartphone, my smartphone being a Samsung Galaxy S4, and you can get all the notifications that you choose to get from your smartphone directed over to your wrist. And this is the area I'll probably expand on the most in a moment. Actually, and the other area is settings, so you can imagine everything you need to set for the screen, timeouts and background colours and all that. Notifications. I did say that all the notifications that you want to get, because you can control all the apps and none that you want to get notifications from. So you can turn on your Twitter, your Facebook, your Gmail and your email packages other than Gmail, your native mail package on your Samsung, which is quite a powerful native app. And I'm actually getting alerts also in from Telegram, which is another app, which is kind of like WhatsApp, but it's a little bit more orientated to audio. And here's what I find. I haven't, as I say, got any Facebook alerts going through to my wrist, but I've got about 5 or 6 applications alerting me to the wrist. I'll be getting 50 to 70 alerts per day, because if I don't delete them, they all count up to a total. There's a word I'm looking for, a subtotal of all the alerts, and it's quite annoying. It has shifted the alerts from sitting in my phone, where I might not have seen them, to onto my wrist, which every time one comes in, you get a little buzz on your arm, and you're inclined to turn the wrist and look to the gear fit to see what alert has come in. So it's great for a glance, and you can have a quick read of those notifications. You'll probably get the top 5 or 6 lines of any message. All of a tweet will fit in it, and you'll see your retweets and the tops of your Gmails coming in. So you can kind of glance at it and go, yeah, I know that's in, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I don't need to do anything about it. Or you can take action if action is to be taken. So you can stay a little bit more on top of things. But I think you will need to tune exactly what you get alerted for, because at 50 to 70 alerts a day, it's a little too many to be hitting the wrist, and it's becoming a bit of a distraction. So a bit of fine tuning, I'd say that I'd have it right, and I'd be a lot more happier with it. I didn't go for the Gear Neo. There's a word in there. There's a Gear and Gear Neo. There's two of them. That's the more square-shaped smartwatch. That is a watch with a camera and more memory, and you can put media down on it and control media from there. Because I didn't want to have a little computer on my wrist. So in getting the Gear Fit, I'm kind of halfway between having the computer on my wrist and having something less than a computer, because I do want less than a computer. I don't want a computer getting... It's like the ever kind of encroaching computer into your life. So through smartphones, we are ever more connected, and therefore ever more annoyed by repetitive alerts and interruptions in our day. So at 70 interruptions into a 15, 16 hour waking day, it's quite a lot of interruptions. And often a lot of them are coming back to back, and they are interruptions. So I can control there to be less of them, but in putting such a device with alerts onto your arm, you have invited these interruptions further into your physical world. Because if it's on your phone and your phone is away in your pocket or in another article of clothing somewhere else, it isn't interrupting you like this tool is. So it's that kind of crossover between wanting to know and needing to know what's going on and it interrupting you. So like any sort of data overload and data diet, you need to govern what information you are going to get annoyed about. Govern what information you will be annoyed by. So you have to put a high barrier on that information, I think, to say, these are the applications that I'm going to allow come through. Now, you don't get a filter choice at the application level as to whose notifications are going to come through. It's all notifications for that application. So, buyer beware, if you're going to turn on an application and it happens to get a little bit noisy because you're suddenly trending on Twitter, or you're getting a lot of emails because something has just happened? Well, you're going to feel like a criminal who's been tagged and has stepped outside the geographic area for the tag, and you're going to get buzzed quite a bit to warn you that you have stepped outside that zone. I have never been tagged as a criminal, but I can imagine there's some way of alerting you that you're somewhere that you shouldn't be. That's what happens when you start to get a lot of alerts on this system. So overall, I like it, and it hasn't fallen off yet. Somebody's crying outside. I can hear them. It's late, and children are being asked to come in for the night. That's what's going on, I think, outside. So overall, I like it, and I'd recommend it for some people who, you know, can tolerate more interruptions better than most. If you do not want extra social and business interruptions, do not put one of these things on your arm. From the fitness side of things, you can actually not turn the notifications on at all and just count your daily pedometer steps and do your calorie counts and your speed on cycling and your heart rate and stopwatch and control the music on your phone from a busy commuter train or tram or underground or bus. Is kind of ideal to not have to go searching inside of pockets to control to get that Michael Jackson song off your Spotify, because you don't want to hear it right now and you want to hear the next song. You can just tap that from your wrist. It's slick for doing that. Or you suddenly step out of said transports and you're out into a noisy environment and you want to just up the volume by another 5 or 8 decibels, off you go. You can turn up the volume from there. So for those reasons, it's suiting me now, and yeah, I'm really enjoying the Samsung Gear Fit photo on audio blog to match this recording. Thanks for listening, and that's my unscripted review after 7 days of using the Samsung Gear Fit.